we'll get to Tom Joslin in just a second, except I got to just talk to Q real quick because Q always has something insightful about our veterans. And Q, thanks very much for calling the Victoria Taft Show. What do you want to say?
Thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks for calling KPAM.
A few days ago, I read the Oregonian. They had an article in there saying that only about 23% of Americans have any idea how many men and women have deceased that have served in Iraq and over in Afghanistan. So I'd like Oregonians to be smart and up to date. I'll give you a figure here. Currently on my list, I have 4,537 men and women that gave their all to serve this country to protect your freedom. And no matter what you think about the war, when these men and women enlist, they enlist to serve this country, to protect this country, to defend our Constitution. Yesterday, I was at a memorial service for Petty Officer 2, Christopher Allen Storm. May he rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I was at a funeral in Washington for Lance Corporal Jose Penny Gawa Dash Morales. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that first part of the name. He was killed on the 7th in Iraq. And on Thursday, we've got another one coming up, and that would be Sergeant Philip R. Anderson from Everett, Washington. He's going to be laid to rest. These are more people that are testimony to Americans out there still fighting for this country. And, you know, what makes the news, however, is these damn governors and all these other people that, you know, they shouldn't be there. Our men and women should be on top of the news day, and I don't see anything about them. I don't see anything positive that these men and women are doing. You know, it's strange. And I realize you only have four listeners out there, but if all four listeners could send me a gas card and help me with my travel this week, it cost me like $50 a day north to Washington. Hey, I'd be appreciated. And check out my website, iraqwarhero.org, or .com if you like .com. Either one. Check out, there's a reminder of recent men and women that gave their all for this country.
Q, God bless you.
Take care.
Thank you. iraqwarheroes.org, iraqwarheroes.com. He does it all on his own, doesn't take pictures, and makes nice memorials to the folks who have given their all for this country. Now, what is it all worth? Why are we